Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After his dominant win in Nevada, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders may well find himself the center of attention in tonight's Democratic debate in South Carolina. On the cusp of the South Carolina primary Saturday and the Super Tuesday voting 1 week from today, Elizabeth Warren's campaign, meanwhile, continues to disappoint, raising questions about how long she can keep going. We're joined this Tuesday morning, as we are every Tuesday, by our political team, Democrat Michael Curry, former president of the Boston NAACP branch. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
And a good morning as well to former Republican Governor Jane Swift. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
Bernie Sanders, let's start there, steamrolled the competition in Nevada on Saturday, earning over 46% of the vote. Former Vice President Joe Biden came in a distant second at 20%. Sanders clearly has momentum. Who or what could stop him now, Michael Curry, especially since many of the Democratic Party establishment are aimed at just that?
It's really going to come down to whether, as we get to South Carolina and Super Tuesday, whether some of those that are struggling right now can sort of create some delegate points and then pull themselves within close proximity to Bernie Sanders. It's a challenge. I think Bernie's had some difficulties with black voters. But we're seeing he's making some progress in South Carolina.
Do you think that the Democratic moderates will be able to pull that off, will be able to stop him?
Well, I mean, the call right now, I think in the last few days, is for who's going to drop out. There's some calls and increasing pressure on Klobuchar to pull out, that there is no path to victory for her. Whether that's true or not, she's getting those calls. I think there are going to be similar calls for Buttigieg and others to make some difficult choices.
Jane Swift.
So I think that the question now is becoming, I think, similar to what happened to Trump and my party 4 years ago, starts to build ahead of steam. It's incredibly difficult. However, unlike on the Republican side, Bernie has to amass a much greater number of delegates. And with the Democratic rules, I think what we're now contending with is whether or not there will be a brokered convention.
All right. Elizabeth Warren did not crack 10% of the vote in Nevada, received zero delegates there. What she have to do in the next week of voting through Super Tuesday, Jane, to stay viable?
So I think a lot of these folks who are not going to overtake Bernie have to figure out, if there is a brokered convention, what is their best strategy? And I think the mistake that Elizabeth Warren made until the last debate was thinking that she was fighting for the same votes in some ways as Bernie. Bernie is leading a revolution. And I have said often that the Democrats needed to decide if they were fighting a fight to just fight, or are they fighting to win? And the Bernie voters are not peeling off. They are true believers. And in many ways, they say right up front what they want, which is a revolution. When Elizabeth Warren came on the stage last week and fought for things that are not, you know, aligned with my more moderate and conservative principles, but things that liberals want to achieve that are in the realm of possible, I think she made a much more compelling case than, frankly, some of the more muddled messaging she was offering in the middle.
So, yes or no, expect another feisty performance from her tonight then?
If she wants to take my advice, I'd go feisty.
And Michael?
Absolutely. I think, you know, for those of us, and I'm a longtime fan of Senator Warren's, that her last debate was the Senator Warren we were waiting for. She came out strong and she went after Bloomberg very hard. I think she'll do the same.
Recent poll from UMass Lowell shows Bernie Sanders running neck and neck with Warren in Massachusetts. Can you imagine Warren losing to Sanders here?
I mean, there's a very strong support in Massachusetts for Bernie Sanders, quite frankly, across the country. And I think more and more people, his message is resonating with Democratic voters, despite the socialism, the Democratic socialism complaints. Yes, he has potential to do that. But I think Senator Warren will step it up with her her surrogates and many others hitting the streets.
Bernie is running ads here, Jane. Why his emphasis on Massachusetts? Do you think he thinks he has a chance here?
Bernie thinks he has a chance in many places. And listen, Bernie is running Yes, he's a democratic socialist, but this is a populist message from the left that is similar to the populist message that Trump ran from the right. And there is something going on in America that we had all best listened to that has its roots in populism. It may not be completely explained by populism, but if both parties end up nominating with a significant percentage of their base, this type of candidate that we traditionally did not think our bases were ready for, then, you know, those of us who think we're so smart better start listening.
Totally agree with that, too.
Joe Biden has led the polls for several months in South Carolina thanks to support from black voters who make up more than half of the likely primary electorate there. But recent surveys indicate that Bernie may be surging in South Carolina. Is South Carolina make or break for Joe Biden, Michael Curry?
I think it is. It was his stopgap. It was the place that he knew that he would get the win. It looks like it's possible he could lose that. I think Bernie's within 5 percentage points now. Steyer's done pretty well there. Bloomberg's gained some traction. I think black voters are trying to figure out who, one, has the potential to beat Donald Trump, and two, who is speaking to our community's message. And I think they're all jockeying for that voice.
All right. Speaking of voice, let me ask you one more question. We have only a minute left. The debate tonight, you both already said you expect Elizabeth Warren to be feisty again tonight as she was in the last debate. Who do you think, though, will have the loudest voice tonight, and who needs to have the loudest voice tonight? Jane?
Well, I think actually Bernie needs to have a good debate to maintain his momentum. But the person with the most at risk is Bloomberg. You can't have two performances like he's had and still survive.
Michael.
I think it's Biden. I think Biden, there are many in the Democratic Party that want Biden to do well and they want him to be the nominee and he has to show and prove. Bernie Sanders, if everybody's shooting at Bernie tonight, which they absolutely will be, and he fares that well, he'll come out stronger after this debate.
Democrat Michael Curry, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Republican Jane Swift, thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you.